Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news in Raleigh. Deputies surround a CVS store with the front doors smashed in. WRAL's Laura Levine is working to figure out how this all happened as you look live at that scene.
Also breaking overnight, I-540 is back open after an all-night investigation. What we're learning about that case that had officers placing evidence markers in the middle of the road.
And our humidity is about to go up. It'll feel steamy today, but tropical as we get into the weekend. I'll show you what the heat index will be and how long this pattern sticks around.
Swings and misses. Kimbrel slams the door. The National League's finally back on top.
And an exciting finish to baseball's Midsummer Classic. How an all-star newcomer brought it home for the National League after a 9-game losing streak. I mean, the headline says it all. All-star drama. Definitely some drama. We'll talk about that coming up. Thanks for joining us on your beautiful, sunny Wednesday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here. Hopefully drama-free for you know. We've had enough activity. This is a great look at Raleigh here behind us with the sun coming up. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. This nice streak might be at an end as well of our temperatures that we're able to deal with so far.
And the shade yesterday, it felt pretty good with that low humidity. But we're starting to see more moisture pushing into the area, and that's one of the reasons that we're seeing this shower out here this morning. We saw that across parts of Hope County earlier. It's probably going to swing through. It looks like it's holding together, kind of redeveloping here just north of Lumberton. So the southern part of Cumberland County, there's some cloud cover there. Could be an isolated shower for you there. But up around the Triangle area, we're nice and clear. A beautiful look at the sunrise here across downtown Raleigh. 68 is our temperature and 65 is our dew point. So our dew point's still on the comfortable side for this time of year in the mid-60s. But it's about to bounce into the 70s, which is going to feel hot and potentially become dangerously hot over the weekend. It's 59 in Roxborough. That is our most comfortable spot. 74 in Southern Pines, 75 in Fayetteville, 65 in Goldsboro and in Rocky Mount. Hour by hour, we climb into the upper 80s by lunchtime and we'll top out in the mid-90s this afternoon. Only a small chance for scattered thunderstorms today and tomorrow, but that chance goes up over the weekend. I'll show you coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. I'm in for Brian Trader here this morning just after 6:02 on a Wednesday, and we are starting off things pretty good. Green all the way around. Little trouble spot on the Beltline, but nothing too major to worry about. 540 also in the green. 40 also looking all good, all clear from Durham all the way through the Johnson County area. I-40 at US 15501, that is our live look out there. Just a few cars on the roadways, but so far smooth sailing out there on the roads. Michelle and Jeff.
All right, thanks, Brett. Breaking right now, the front doors of a local CVS are smashed in, and deputies are trying to figure out why. This all happening at the store on Creedmoor Road in Raleigh, and that's where we find WRAL's Laura Levine. She is live from that CVS. Laura, what are you seeing out there?
Michelle, within the past 15 minutes, a forensics team have arrived here at the scene, taking photos outside the building as well as inside and assessing the damage here. As you can see, they've just placed these evidence markers right in front of the store. You can see that the glass on the doors are shattered. You can see directly through the store, and that glass also scattered across the front here, as well as tire marks. So we don't have any information confirmed from the Wake County Sheriff's Office about what exactly happened. We are seeing those tire marks. So we're still working to learn. Did someone ram into this building and take off? Was it a potential break-in? I have those questions. I've sent out to a spokesperson with the Wake County Sheriff's Department. This is not a 24-hour CVS pharmacy, so the store was closed at the time. We did see a manager or a store owner arrive here at the scene, and deputies have been talking with him as well, trying to get more information. We've also checked to see if they have any surveillance cameras here that could have probably saw what happened in the overnight hours. When we get more information, I'll be sure to update you. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
More breaking news we've been following. I-540 is back open now after a law enforcement investigation that lasted into the early morning hours. Officers surrounded this area near Six Forks Road overnight. The WRAL breaking news tracker spotted nearly a dozen law enforcement vehicles at that scene after 1 a.m. Several lanes were closed as officers placed evidence markers in the area. The road reopened just before 3 a.m. We've made calls to figure out what prompted this investigation, and we'll bring you any updates we get on air and online, WRAL.com.
In just a few hours, we'll know a little more about inflation improvements across the U.S. However, it might not be enough to stop the Fed from throwing another rate hike at us. WREL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live with how the new data coming out today will impact our local economy. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning. June's Consumer Price Index report will be released later this morning, and recent data shows that inflation is coming down a little bit, but it's still above the Fed's 2% target. And when you see gas prices that look like this, over $3 a gallon, it proves that inflation is here to stay. Economists expect to see a 3.1% increase in consumer prices in June's CPI report, down from 4% in May. UNC economist Gerald Cohen says he's expecting inflation will go down. It just may not be as much as people are expecting. Cohen says we're in good economic standing here in the Triangle, but inflation is impacting our housing market the most.
As opposed to a number of other places where you've seen, you know, a moderation in rents, a moderation in prices, or even decline, you know, meaningful declines, you're not really seeing that in the Triangle.
Economists are also expecting that the Fed will increase interest rates in response to those inflation numbers that should be coming out later today. And the CPI report will be released this morning at 8:30. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
And here in the WREL Live Center, we're keeping an eye on the big board in terms of stock futures this morning, because anytime there's talk of key inflation data like the CPI report, the markets are impacted. You can see this morning the stock futures are in positive territory. Dow futures plus 40 this morning as investors brace and gauge to see what happens next, because they believe that this is a pivotal CPI report, especially since the Federal Reserve paused an interest rate hike last month. The CPI report, of course, measures what you and I pay for groceries and gas and other everyday items. The Fed meets again July 25th, and analysts suspect a slight interest rate hike is needed as the struggle continues to ease inflation.
Thanks, Ken. DMV offices across North Carolina will be back open today after an internet outage forced the agency to reschedule hundreds of appointments. The problem started a little after 9 yesterday morning when someone cut a fiber line between Raleigh and Benson. That cuts service to 30 driver's license and license plate offices in parts of Fayetteville, the Triangle, down to the Sand Hills and beyond. The call center in Bladen County also lost service, and the DMV is now working to reschedule any appointments that were missed.
New this morning, Ukraine is getting a substantial new aid package from the G7 nations, including the U.S. World leaders, including President Biden, agreed to the deal this morning. Later today, President Biden will sit down with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as Ukraine pushes for membership in the global defense alliance known as NATO. A new video released in the last few hours shows Zelensky arriving at the NATO summit in Lithuania. Biden has said that he's not sure bringing Ukraine into NATO while it is in the middle of a war is a good idea. Biden will also take part in a meeting about letting Sweden join the alliance today. He'll then head to Finland, which joined NATO back in April.
A driver who killed 4 people in a Johnston County crash on I-40 will not face any prison time. William O'Neill pleaded guilty yesterday to 6 felony charges related to this crash near McGee's Crossroads in August of 2018. State troopers tell WREL O'Neill was driving a flatbed truck and didn't slow down when traffic stopped ahead of him. He slammed into several cars, causing that fiery crash. The judge sentenced him to several consecutive sentences, but suspended all of it. He also put O'Neill on supervised probation for 3 years.
Temperatures in our area are going up, and Cumberland County is offering shelter for those stuck in the heat. Cooling stations will open countywide tomorrow and will stay open until at least Sunday. They include the Cumberland County Department of Social Services, the county's Department of Health, and the Cumberland County Public Library, as well as the Fayetteville Cumberland County Parks and Rec. All locations will be open for normal business hours. And Democratic State Senator Mike Woodard plans to join the race today to become the next mayor of Durham. Woodard told WREL that he plans to file the required paperwork to run this morning. He served 7 years on Durham's city council before winning his seat in the state Senate. Woodard is running to replace Mayor Elaine O'Neill, who said last month that she would not seek re-election. Durham's mayoral primary is nonpartisan. It takes place in October.
Going 2-2 to Diaz, is hit in the air to deep left field. Back it goes. Elias Diaz puts the National League in front.
And the National League is champion of Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. That home run by Elias Diaz, the Colorado Rockies put them on top for good with a 3-2 win. The American League had won 9 straight All-Star games, so that streak ends. Diaz earned MVP honors for his game-winning homer. It was the 32-year-old's first All-Star game of his career.
Time now, 6:10. Police have a warning about the packages shipped to your doorstep after Amazon Prime Day, how you can protect them from porch pirates, and why it's important to call police if they disappear.
Hollywood actors may be getting ready to join the writers on the picket line, a fast approaching deadline that could bring TV entertainment to a halt.
Summer-like weather continues. We'll have a better chance for showers and thunderstorms in the next several days, as well as a higher heat index. I'll walk you through it coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Six 13, dilled up for 5,000 radar, showing a little shower down here at the southern part of Cumberland County, but the really far southern part of Cumberland County. Some cloud cover for you in Fayetteville this morning as well. This is likely to continue to fizzle out, moving eastward, potentially making it all the way over into Sampson County, maybe in an hour or so. So we'll keep our eye on that. Most everybody is looking at clear skies. As a matter of fact, it's a pretty sunrise here that's just starting in Clinton this morning. Town by town, temperatures are in the 60s and 70s. At 61 in Lewisburg, 75 in Fayetteville, 65 in South Hill, 68 in Goldsboro. Dog walking forecast feels comfortable this morning, but we climb into the mid-90s this afternoon. And if you're walking the dog after work, temperatures will still be around 90 with a heat index in the upper 90s. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. We're taking a look at traffic here in right now. We're looking at Durham. Delay free across the board. That's the good news as we start things off here just after 6:14. Our live look at 440 at Glenwood Avenue. A little bit of traffic starting to come out there on the Beltline so far, but nothing really building any major delays. We're pretty much green across the board. The Beltline 540 along with 40 all the way down through the Johnston County area. We are clear and smooth sailing so far this morning, Jeff.
All right, Brett, another big story we're following here this morning. A Nash County man will spend 3 years in prison for attacking a police officer during the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. Matthew Bedingfield is from Middlesex, and videos from the riot show him hitting police officers with a flagpole. He pleaded guilty earlier this year. The FBI says that he went to Washington, D.C. while out on bail for attempted murder. And police say back in 2019, he shot a 17-year-old in the head at a Walmart in Johnston County. There's no word on the status of that case.
As you're awaiting your shipments from Amazon Prime Day, law enforcement is on the lookout for people plotting to steal them right from your porch. Officers are warning people to protect their packages from so-called porch pirates. They say that you should consider using a visible security camera and a porch lockbox. Also leave instructions for delivery drivers about concealing your packages. You could also talk with a neighbor about keeping track of your deliveries as well. WRAL spoke with Apex Police Chief Jason Armstrong, who said if you do have an item stolen, it is very important that you report it.
If we get the report and the information provided to us, then that lets us know what areas we're having problems. And so if we only get one report of a stolen package from one area, but we actually had 10 packages that were stolen, we don't know the magnitude of the problem.
Law enforcement estimates only about 17% of people report stolen packages to police. An estimated 1.7 million packages are lost or stolen each day nationwide.
Nearly all Hollywood productions could soon grind to a halt as the Screen Actors Guild says it is prepared to join the writers on strike. The Actors Union agreed yesterday to a request from Hollywood studios to hire a federal mediator. But SAG says it will go on strike at midnight tonight if a deal isn't reached. There has not been an actor's strike in Hollywood since 1980.
Federal investigators are giving us more insight into why a plane landed without front gear in Charlotte. This is the video here. According to a preliminary report from the NTSB, investigators say they found a fractured upper lock in the landing gear, which caused the problem. It happened on a Delta Airlines flight that was headed from Atlanta to Charlotte last month. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. The NTSB says its investigation is ongoing.
There is more bad blood between Taylor Swift's fans and Ticketmaster. A glitch on Ticketmaster's French website yesterday prevented thousands of Swifties from buying tickets for her shows there next year. Some fans said they waited hours for tickets that never showed up. You might remember this happened in the U.S. last year when Ticketmaster crashed as people tried to buy tickets for tour dates here. This morning on Today, why fans are still so determined to get these tickets.
Nobody doesn't want to go to these shows either. They're a huge fan, they're curious because they've heard how great it is, or they want to resell the tickets, which we're certainly seeing happening because, in America, things are going for 20 times the face value.
20 times. Coming up at 7 on Today, the overseas demand for Taylor tickets and how fans are trying to save money.
Yeah, everybody wants a piece of the Taylor Swift Eras tour. Everybody wants to go. All right, we'll give you a look over Southern Pines. I'd like to go here. This looks nice this morning. They're cutting the green there. Feels nice out there. Humidity is definitely lower. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by. Today's going to be hot, Elizabeth, but it really is tomorrow and Friday that we're going to see those dangerous feels-like temperatures.
Yeah, we could be seeing a heat index by Friday at 105 and hotter over the weekend. It's a big sun that's coming up over Goldsboro right now. Looks beautiful there. We have a live look at Apex where there's a little bit of cloud cover. We had a tiny little cell develop in our southern counties. We're seeing some of that cloud cover drifting as far south as Wake County, or far north as Wake County, I should say. Chapel Hill, nice and clear, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And a look at Fayetteville, where it is a bit cloudy this morning with that system down to our south. You can see it here. We'll zoom in and you can see a little bit of patchy rain there, just sort of south and east of I-95. Most of it's down to the south across Bladen County. That may hold together and affect the southern part of Sampson County as well, but most of us are going to end up staying dry. Our chance for rain today is just 20%. That high pressure system for the most part is going to help to keep things pretty quiet for us. This is a look at Futurecast, and you can see the moisture begin to lift back into our area today. We had very little of it yesterday. It's a hot day still with highs in the low 90s, but in the shade it felt okay because our humidity was on the lower side. Well, that starts to change today. You can see that flow and a lot of the cloud cover moving in. 20% chance of rain today and tomorrow. This is Thursday. You can see a few spotty showers that pop up. But on Friday, we have a bigger system that rolls in. We may see an isolated shower in the morning, but watch what happens as that starts to redevelop during the afternoon. So good chance of some thunderstorms. Right now, we're not under a level one risk for severe storms on Friday, but we'll watch to see if that changes from the Storm Prediction Center. Today and tomorrow is just a 20% chance, and then it goes up to 60 on Friday and Saturday. The highs may be a little bit cooler then, more like low 90s on Friday and Saturday, but the humidity is still going to be way on up there. Taking a look at the tropics, we're, of course, checking out what's happening here off the coast of the United States, east of Bermuda. This system has a 40% chance of developing in the next 48 hours and a 50% chance in the next 7 days. And here's a look at the model plots on that. You can see it's not coming anywhere near the United States. As a matter of fact, it's not likely to approach land at all, but it could get a name. If it does, it would be Tropical Storm Don. That's the next name on the list. Pretty hot for us today and tomorrow. Tomorrow and Friday in particular, we're going to feel hot. By Friday, it's going to feel more like 105. Over the weekend, it could feel a bit hotter than that. So we could see heat advisories posted. We'll also get into a better chance for showers and storms, which certainly could help to cool things down. Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. I'm in for Brian Schrader here this morning, just after 6:20 a.m. right now, and we have our live look, I-40 at Aviation Parkway. A little bit of traffic building up there on I-40 now that we've gotten into the 6 o'clock hour, but really no slowdowns that we're seeing on our sensors. As we take a look at the map itself here, we're green pretty much all the way across the board. A little slow spot there near Six Forks Road on the Beltline, but aside from that, 540 is in the clear down in the Johnson County area on I-40 all the way through Durham. Right now, we are all in the green, Michelle and Jeff.
Thanks, Brett. Floodwaters in Vermont are beginning to recede, thankfully, but the recovery is just beginning. We'll tell you how teams from our area are helping as the focus turns to rebuilding devastated communities.
And the massive lottery jackpots are growing higher and higher. The Mega Millions is now worth more than $500 million. But even without a winner, we'll explain why you shouldn't throw out your ticket just yet.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Well, this morning in What's Trending, Britney Spears is ready to tell her story at last.
Yeah, the superstar performer has a new memoir that will hit bookshelves later this year. It's called The Woman in Me, and it'll come out in October. Her publisher calls it a story about freedom, fame, motherhood, survival, faith, and hope. It'll focus on the 2021 court hearing where a judge ended her conservatorship under her father. In a video posted to Instagram, Spears says the memoir will be her story, her terms, at last.
Yeah, it comes out October 24th. I think that's going to be a bestseller because a lot of people, especially after that conservatorship news came out, they were invested. So I think a lot of people want to hear her story on her terms.
It is quite a tale.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Emily Blunt says she is taking a break from acting to focus on her family. The actress says she wants to spend more time with her kids. She and actor John Krasinski have two daughters who are 9 and 7. Blunt is starring in one of the most anticipated movies of the summer, Oppenheimer.
Yeah, critically acclaimed. They spent a lot of time on that, certainly. And when you talk about the Screen Actors Guild possibly going on strike, that would be horrible stuff for all. Big screen, small screen, everything. But as she takes the break, she had that reuniting with Matt Damon.
Yeah.
They've been in movies before, and they said it felt like summer camp. So I guess they need a break from their summer
fun. I love her,
fun.
But she deserves the break.
Sure.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
All right, happening today, Keenan Stadium's transformation into a soccer pitch will begin ahead of a sold-out game between two top English teams, including one that's owned by actor Ryan Reynolds. Crews will install nearly 100,000 square feet of fresh sod on top of the stadium's turf. This is for the match between Chelsea and Wrexham next Wednesday. Ryan Reynolds bought Wrexham back in 2020. The teams will also have an open training session at Wake Med Soccer Park in Kerry the day before the game.
We're just hours away from getting a new national report on inflation. Just ahead, I'll tell you how the prices you're paying for housing here in the Triangle will be impacted the most.
My very large bug friend and I are enjoying this gorgeous sunrise here in Sanford. Hopefully you are too. Of course, that means more heat. And today, the humidity returns. I'll show you what that will feel like coming up.
And we also have breaking news out of Raleigh. We are following. Deputies are standing guard at a CVS store where the front doors are smashed in. Just ahead, what we've learned in the last 10 minutes about how this happened.